Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings down in Ishei Yisrael that a person should wake up early and they should daven early on the day of Purim. And it's brought down in the Shari Tshuva in Tafri Samach Dalad, which is a siman on Hoshana Rabbah. There's five times a year a person should be makbid to daven nates: Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah, Purim, and Tisha B'Av. And based on the last letter of each of those being spelling out Avraham, okay, whatever you want to make of that. And it's also brought down by the Chazon Ish as well, that one should be makbid to daven netzah and Purim. And we know that Purim is a real ace tefillah with the poshet yad. Anyone who asks you for money, you have to give them money. And the Chasam Sofer brings down on that the same way that you can't say no to anybody, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't say no to you. So for that reason, we want to have the best type of tefillah we can possibly have, which would be davening at the most opportune time, which would be netzah. And it could be also that for that reason, generally speaking, netzah falls out to be a pretty convenient time on Purim, and many are makbid to it. It's also just from a sake of with so much going on in the day, it just makes your day a lot easier if you're able to start off earlier. But halacha doesn't do things on what would be convenient and what would be easier. But it's an important yisod to try to, at least these days when there is an eitz rasim of tefillah, to try to take advantage and to daven at the most opportune time. We should all have a wonderful, wonderful Purim, and all of our tefillahs should be answered in a very, very strong way. Have a wonderful day.